shit. Oh, shit. It's going off now.
Highway Diary, what's going on, motherfuckers? This is your host, Eric Hollenbach.
With special guest co-host, Jeff Reeves.
Jeffy Jefferson, over here.
That's right, and Stephen G.
Stephen G.
Over here.
I know Stephen G. from some Monkey Butler, some improv. He's on a bunch of local teams. I know Jeff since kindergarten.
And you may remember me from the drive up to San Francisco.
Yeah, so what happened, Jeff? So we were last you heard from us, we were driving up to San Francisco. And you'll notice now we're actually in Jeff's apartment. We're not on the road.
Fast forward 2.5 weeks.
Right.
We were last seen driving to San Francisco. We arrived shortly thereafter in Eric's sister's apartment. Uh-huh.
Had a lovely time.
We had a wonderful time.
But there's a time gap. I don't know. I feel like there was a crazy night. There was a time gap. And now all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, we're having the next podcast.
Well, exactly. We went out that night. We partied very hard. And then me and Eric haven't seen each other in 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Two and a half.
I was like feeding this guy Campbell's soup while he had a giant migraine because he drank too much and then he went crazy.
Exactly.
He got blackout drunk. He was really hungover and I didn't want to put him through the torture of recording a podcast.
Oh, well, man. It was a wonderful time. I really enjoyed it. But this was Saturday night. I decided, it might be a good idea for me to drink a little tonight. I presume to blackout my conscious and I suppose I don't remember too much of the night, though Eric did tell me a story of a young gentleman who walked up to me, I was wearing the same costume he was. I was in like German lederhosen.
Yeah, and Jeff was rocking some lederhosen. Yeah. A lot of guys were rocking lederhosen.
And it was
a popular look.
Exactly.
Let's just say in the Castro in San Francisco.
Exactly. And so this one guy walked up to me and now, I'm paraphrasing, as I insist, I do not remember this at all. I can't even picture it. I'm only recollecting what I've been told.
Okay. By whom?
By Eric.
Okay.
But this was on our way home. He was able to color the night for me. But nevertheless...
You're standing around a balcony.
I'm standing around a balcony.
You be you. I'll be the guy.
Okay, yeah. And so...
This is what happened.
Be like... Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Ooh, this is good beer. Mmm.
Hey, what's going on, man? You're wearing lederhosen, right?
Oh, hey, yes. Oh, whoa. The same costume.
Well, I'm wearing lederhosen.
Very cool.
You know what? I really want to go home tonight and fuck a guy in lederhosen.
That's cool. Nice. Very cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that really how you react?
All right, later, man. I thought I was going to get some dick tonight from this guy.
Oh, better luck next time.
That was exactly how you handled it. And I just started laughing because you just so like, you just killed him with kindness. And even though you rejected him, it seemed like nothing was a foul.
Although I guess supposedly the guy did kind of hang his head in shame.
Which
frankly is very flattering to me. So I'm very flattered by the story.
The pictures should all be up on the site. So check out Jeff's lederhosen costume.
Jeff is a beautiful, beautiful man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Everyone should want to fuck him.
Yeah. So just maybe send an email to Twitter him. Tell him how you want to fuck him in his charming costume.
Yes, exactly. And so anyway, we nevertheless went home that night, that Saturday night in San Francisco, And when I got up in the morning, which was more or less the afternoon, we hit the road.
It was funny because you slept in. Emily and I went out to get brunch. We went to walk the dog at the beach, all while you're passed out.
Yeah,
we finally get home. I have to wake you up to go at like 4.
Exactly. Yeah, I was basically hungover. I woke up. I puked.
Jeff, a few more times. It was my 27th birthday party.
That's true.
And when you want the party to happen, you invite Jeffy Jefferson.
That's right. Jefferson Reverson.
Jefferson Reverson.
Just a party animal.
God damn.
And an all-around nice guy.
Well, you were getting handsy and stuff.
That's true.
I did have to babysit you a little bit. Nevertheless, you were a party animal.
Exactly. And a gentleman.
You know how much of a party animal this guy is. We were at a taco place do you remember the taco place?
Not at all. But I sure as hell been told about it.
So we go in there. This guy, well, we'll get to it later. He was puking something. It wasn't only until I remembered that I told him that he ate a whole 5-pound burrito that he was like, maybe that's what I puked.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
I had a 5-pound burrito? That makes sense.
Yeah.
It smelled like bile of Mexican.
Well, that I remember that morning. I woke up real early and puked, not to get too gross, but yeah, it basically looked disgusting, but also surprising. Like, I don't remember
where did
seeing
this
that.
Come
yeah.
from.
And then, that's so beautiful. It wasn't until later in the day I was informed that I had something other in my tummy than what I had.
Well,
for
we
lunch.
Were okay, so we were online for the Mexican place, and there's a big long line. Everyone's drunk and hungover in their Halloween costumes, lipstick smeared across their face. They just want grease to shove in their fucking gullet. They fucking, you know, they're party animals. They're all drunk and hungover like we were. And then in the line, you're like, all I need is like one cigarette and one beer, and then like I'm like, okay, man. And then you like turn to it. You're like, all I need is one cigarette. This is like 20 minutes later, like this. And then you just would like close your eyes and then wake up. All I need is one cigarette and one beer. And I was like, maybe you should just have like a water. And then you were like, oh. And you kind of like looked sad for a long time. And then you looked at me again and you went, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. You're saying I'm drunk, and I agree with you. I agree with you. And then I was like, okay, man, it's okay. We'll just get some water. We'll eat something. You'll feel better. And then you were like, okay. You were just so confused. I was just trying to order for you, but, you know, you kept on, like, asking me questions while I was, like, just calm down.
You, okay, you put me in a challenging position.
It was fun. We had a good time, though.
We had a good time.
It's funny that you don't remember it. But, cool. But you... actually, when we got back, in the drive back, you mentioned how you lost your Invisalign.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we were driving home, and you know, I'm feeling my teeth, and I've been wearing Invisalign the past like 3 or 4 months.
We mentioned it in the earlier ones.
Yeah, and so anyway, I'm feeling my teeth, not realizing, oh, it's not there, and then it was like, oh crap, I lost my Invisalign. And so I was trying to figure out where it could have been. And then it wasn't until Eric mentioned the taco place that I had no recollection of going to. Yeah, I realized, oh my God, I ate something last night.
Yeah.
Not only does that explain where my puke came from this morning, but it also explains where my teeth are missing.
Yeah, you're just piecing the night together. Tacos.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Anyway, I had to get a new Invisalign. But actually, it worked out. Bet for the best, because it turns out, like, you know, there's like 6 levels, and I was like on my 3rd one, and when they first gave me my 3rd one, I remember thinking like, oh, this isn't that much of a change. I feel like they could have stepped it up and, you know, expedited the process.
Right. So Invisalign is a series of different retainers.
Yeah, exactly.
That slowly move out.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So you're
right.
On level 3 retainer.
Yeah, so I'm on level 3.
You're like, this
so anyway, so when I lost it, as annoyed as I was for losing it, it wasn't like you know, the end of the world, because it's like, well, I didn't like that one anyway. Well, anyway, so I go back to the dental line. Yeah, the Invisalign place. And yeah, instead of giving me level 3 again, which is what I was expecting, because to finish out the full 4 weeks, they instead just gave me level 4.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And so, so anyway, I was 2 weeks ahead of the normal schedule. But then it was perfect, because it was like, okay, it hurts, but not that much.
And then like, hey, did you puke into a bucket?
Exactly.
Yeah, because you knocked your teeth right in place.
Exactly.
You did everything perfect. You lost the old Invisalign. Perfect. You puked your teeth better.
Exactly.
Well. You are a great patient. Some other thing that happened over the weekend. I was in a champagne ball costume.
Yeah.
And I rolled into the club. This guy, I don't know if you know something about Eric Hallebach. He doesn't dance in the club too often. He doesn't often bust a move. He doesn't often cut a rug. But you get me in a champagne ball. You throw me in the dance floor. It's going to get funky.
He's often awesome.
Are you mimicking my accent there?
Yes.
What accent? Now,
a compliment.
Well, we both are from the same place. Everyone asks me, what do people sound like where you're from? I don't know. Jeff sounds normal. I don't know why I talk crazy.
Yeah, I don't know why you talk crazy either. You you seem capable of the New Jersey twang.
So you went to San Diego this past weekend.
Yeah, so anyway, I went to San Francisco 2 weeks ago, but then this past weekend I went to San Diego for what they have, a color run, and it's simply a 5K, which is 5 kilometers, which is about 3.2 miles, and so it's really not that far. But anyway, they have one where it takes place more or less in like a parking lot. So you're just kind of running around in circles.
And people are just throwing color at you.
Exactly,
and is it
yeah.
in chalk or and, how is it?
Yeah, it's like, that's what it feels like. It feels like just, I mean, obviously it's got food dye on it, but yeah, it's just like
a powder.
Yeah, just a powder, exactly. Mm. And so like they have it with like these huge, like, I don't know, like ketchup or mustard bottles. And so so as you run by them, you lift your hands up to let them know, you know, like
you want it.
Yeah, you do want the pain.
That's a consenting.
Yeah. Exactly, consenting. Yes. Yeah, like, hey. All right,
now
hey,
spray me.
Exactly.
I always get girls to sign paperwork before I spray them.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
And so there was like three different colors, and I, like, you know, they would kind of like dust me, but it wasn't that much. But until I got to blue. Mm. And those were the champions, because they really just like threw it on me, and then they got it all over my face, and I was literally just covered in blue, like
Blue Man Group.
And so, like, even my friends who also ran the color run with me, like, when they saw me afterwards, they were like, "Oh my god, his face has much more color than ours," because they were for the most part not too dirty, but I was definitely
you got
dirty.
Blasted by the blues.
I was
they had blue balls.
I was
and
a little smurf.
Fucking unloaded on your face. Mm-hmm.
So. I was a smurf.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yes.
What were you wearing during this?
Well, I made sure to wear like old clothes, and I looked around when I arrived, and I noticed every single person had on like pretty much brand new running shoes, and like when I packed, I thought like, well, I don't want to put my new shoes in there and get them messed up. I'll just wear old shoes, which I did. And so, like, I noticed I had, like, the worst shoes there.
Bunch of yuppies.
But then at the end of it.
Chalk run.
Yeah, but then, it's like, at the end of it, I, you know, looked down at my shoes, and they were covered in, you know, color. Yeah. And it's like, wow, I'm glad I did not wear my nice shoes.
Can we get the shoes for our viewers? Show them what the shoes.
Unfortunately, actually, no, because when we went back to our hotel room, because I'd been looking to get rid of these shoes, but because they were still working, it was like, well, I can't throw them out.
The shoe still works.
Exactly.
It's not broken. All the moving parts are in
exactly.
place.
Exactly. But, however, once they were covered in all this color, I was like, well, I'm never going to get that out, nor do I want to wear this. So now now I won't feel bad, and so I had my excuse to throw them out, which I did. So they are in a hotel garbage down in San Diego.
You could have given me those shoes, man. I need new shoes.
Yeah.
What dumpster?
What kind of what shoe size do you wear?
13.
Our viewers 13? Are going to
wow. Go. 13. Ladies and gentlemen,
wow.
13.
He is swinging wood.
Jesus.
Yeah, well, you know, I like 10 inches of comfort in my feet.
What the hell is that a euphemism for? You like getting foot punched? So I got a massage this past week. Because my back is fucked up. Now, here's the thing. my friend, sitting co-pilot, Stephen G, let's just say I got a massage. And I was open to getting a HJ. I was open to it. Mm-hmm. I'm a single guy. I'm walking in there. I'm going to a place that's called Dragon Massage.
Why not get your money's worth?
Come, let's just, I wanted to know. I was, you know, this is my opportunity. Let's get a rub and tug. Mm-hmm. Let's go about my day. I'm going to get a Jamba Juice, and I'm going to start getting shit done.
Hey, it's Saturday.
It's Saturday, motherfucker. I'm getting a handy. I'm getting myself a jawbreaker. I'm building an IKEA set. Mm. I got a handy. Anyway, so I walked in, right? Blah, 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 blah. I don't know what's going on. So I walk in, I get to the front, and it's just this guy at the register who was, like, smoking, and then he walked in real quick when he saw he had a customer, and I was like, all right. So then he's like, oh, follow me. I go to the back, and he just tells me to get ready in the sheet. Now, that's always thing. When they leave you in a room and they say, get ready, I don't know what that means. Does that mean get naked? Or does it mean wait till the masseuse comes in, you tell her what's going on, and then she goes back out?
I would say, if I were in that position.
It's naked time.
I would get in that.
Yeah. I'm also, you know, paranoid. I'm looking. I don't know if this is a shady joint. I'm worried where my wallet is.
I am not confirming or denying any kind of massage. My name is Stephen G.
Okay, thanks, man. I was like, we were talking about it, and I was nodding at you. Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
He was giving me the face, and now there's his addendum.
No.
That's the subtext of what
that's
just went
I'm just
down.
Saying is, my name is Stephen G, and I am not condoning or disowning, or admitting, or denying anything.
It's quite an opinion.
That is very informative, if you read between the lines of that statement. All right, so I people put the wallet in the shoe. Mm-hmm. I kept it in my pants. I folded my pants up. Man. I'm going to notice if someone's unfolded my pants. Because exactly. I put the wallet at the core of the pants.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just leave my... I take my shirt off, I tuck my shirt away, the lady comes by. Hello. She's like 52, overweight.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm going to leave the boxers on. Here's why, for two reasons. I'm putting the boxers on so that she knows, okay, this is not a sexual thing. Like, normally, right. Hey, you're naked, you're more up for it, right? Second reason, I want to stop myself. If I start getting wood, I want to have a barrier for myself where it's like, she's got to make it more off. You know what I mean? It's a barrier for both of us. It's one more opportunity for me to say no. One more opportunity for me to say no.
The point of the matter is, if she's fat and ugly, then you, what? I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, here's the thing. Right. She starts rubbing me. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
She starts rubbing me. Right? Uh-huh. She's rubbing my back. I asked for a 2-hour massage. Holy shit. She's rubbing my back for an hour.
Wow.
I'm fucking in a different dimension, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in a dimension where if I'm having... My mind is literally blank except for boner sometimes.
Right.
That's what happens when your mind projects like that after an hour-long massage.
I guess so, yeah.
It's just like you're going, tranquility, boner, I don't want this boner. And then she starts like every go around my legs, she kind of just rubs the side of her hand against my balls, side of hand against my dick. So you know what I mean? Rubbing in circles, but just like make sure to kind of knock it around. And she's knocking my dick around with the side of her hand. And I don't know, like, is my cue to go like, hey, you know, can we finish this up? Waka waka! You know, like, how does it, you know? I don't know the etiquette here. I don't know if I just start taking money out. Right. Where I was just, but here's the thing. So I wasn't into her. But then I'm like thinking, the lights are off. I just close my eyes. She knocks one out.
No,
it's almost a
I'd
procedure.
I'd say no. I would totally abandon ship right there.
This is a medical person performing a procedure of getting the poison out of my balls so I can think straight for the day.
I guess.
Not that I'm...
Yeah, that's a good way to,
well, when
to
after,
think about it.
After 90 minutes, okay, rules start getting really melty.
White people.
And when
problems.
You're just thinking...
You motherfucker.
How about that election last night?
I know.
Yeah.
Obama just got reelected.
Yeah, that was a relief.
What do you think? Did you vote for him?
Yep.
Did you vote, Stephen?
I voted for Mitt Romney.
Okay. As an art piece. As a piece of art.
I mean, because I knew California was going to go Democrat anyway.
Yeah.
And it didn't really matter. But I did vote on the props democratically.
Right.
I voted for Mitt Romney just so. Yeah. You know, just because I'm like, it's a waste of time.
I want to make it a tight race.
Yeah.
Have some fun with it.
I wrote in Ron Paul. Now, what's great about Obama being elected now is now we continue, and now it's not confusing when different banks take over and nothing changes. You know what I mean? Now it's like, oh, we're used to these groups of banks, you know, that are going to rule identically to Mitt Romney, so it's just less paperwork to just change the name of the president.
Exactly.
That is as important as it is. Well, I worked on two different shows. I worked on, a bunch, actually. I worked on 50 Cent, The Money and the Power, which was 100% scripted. I signed a disclaimer, but that show made no money, so no one's going to sue me. Then I also worked on, what else? Puff Daddy, Making the Band. I worked on that, and that is 100% real. We follow around these idiots. They never tell us what they're doing in a day, and we just literally follow them around, and then the show is just their lives cut up.
Uh-huh.
And it's totally different ways of shooting, you know? Mm. So,
okay, you just,
Well, I miss the talk shows of the 90s. Costello, Jesse Raphael.
That's Ricky when Lake, they Jerry mixed Springer. It up.
That was real.
They had some debates on that show. They had neo-Nazis coming in.
That was the real reality.
Then the Hulk would come by and hit him in the head with a chair. That's when fucking...
Remember on UHF when Weird Al did Town Talk, which is a parody of it?
Yeah.
And he's like... lesbian Nazi hookers abducted by UFOs and forced into weight loss programs. Next week on Down Talk.
God damn, that is an underrated movie, UHF.
Eric and I do improv together sometimes.
That's true.
We had a show last night.
Well, you had a show and then we had a jam.
Yeah, well, that's the improv world there.
And that team is called...
English-speaking moves.
English-speaking
Check
moves.
It out.
Check it out, Iowa West.
At Iowa West at 10:30 DCTs, if you want to come on down.
Check them out.
Yeah.
Douglas Theater, that's what he's saying.
Yeah,
Iowa West.
Tuesday nights, if you're not doing anything.
Your improv group?
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. Nice. And I also want to plug the fact that I did a web series that should be out while you're listening to this. Check out Damien Shadows PI. That's my web series. It should all be edited.
I've seen it. It's really funny.
What's the website again?
Just YouTube Damien Shadows PI.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if I'm going to get DamienShadowsPI.com. Haven't ordered it yet at this point in the production cycle. So, probably, maybe go there, but just YouTube Damien Shadows.
I'm probably also going to have a production company soon. Look out for Stephen G. Productions.
Stephen G.
It's going to happen. I'm going to be putting it up all over Twitter, even though I don't even have a Twitter account. Nice. I'm also going
You're
to...
You're on the social network.
Just I'm on Facebook.
Just look for Stephen G., that's Stephen J.I., and friend request
him. Yeah, be my friend. I'll be friends with you.
Facebook.
Yeah.
He's everybody's friend.
Jeff will be friends with everybody, too.
Jeffrey.
Yes, I will be your Facebook friend if you want to be.
Actually, it's weird because a couple people, whenever people ask to be my Facebook friend, I say no unless I know them. Unless, normally I need one mutual friend to go, oh, okay, I know you from this person, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't fucking Facebook
friend. Well, people do that out of the blue. I don't know why. I should just be open. I feel like...
If I don't know you...
Well, if you're my friend, you're going to have all my data. You're going to know where I live. You're going to know all this.
Yeah, forget it.
But if they're cute, hey. Yeah. You only live once.
If they're 19 and they're complaining, oh, I'm so tight. This guy.
I'm sorry if you're a female. It's in the ages of...
Very chauvinistic podcast. This guy... Jeffrey Jefferson
is a beautiful man.
Has been, especially in Lederhosen. People want to fuck him. That's what they came up to him on the street.
You should try.
I should wear Lederhosen more often.
Oh, here's the other thing. Yeah. And I also got gay hit on when I was wearing a champagne bottle. I was telling you about this. There was this Latino guy with like his hat all like crooked and stuff. He kind of was dressed
sexy.
Like a hip hop style. This Latino guy, you know. So I'm just like, oh, there's a bro hanging out. So I'm like, hey, man. So I just said, like, hey, man, while I was rolling in, you know, just because I pretend to know everybody when I roll into a club.
Exactly.
This motherfucker, look at this guy, look at mixed drink over here. And, you know, I just said hi to him just like that. Just, well, I'm leaving now. So then I had to come in and out because also this guy's getting hit on the balcony. I bet I'm going to the dance club balcony.
You guys are going to gay clubs? I mean, this is
no,
all
it's nasty. Just a club in San Francisco.
Just fabulous ones.
It's just a club in San Francisco. Anyone can show up. Oh. You know what I mean? But fucking, this is where the story is going.
He just said butt fucking. All
right. So I walk out and then the Latino guy's getting more and more friendly. He starts smacking my ass. He's unbelievable. He's like at the threshold of the door. You have to deal with
him. Damn.
He's not sitting in a fucking booth. Then he starts smacking my ass. And then I'm starting to like put my hands behind my butt to like so he high fives me. Like, I'm not being rude.
He's just trying to high five me and trying to rationalize it in your own head.
He's just friendly. Yeah. I'm getting him up high, now down low.
Yeah.
I'm going for some butt. He's ready for a high five. That was just a high five.
Totally. I'm
trying to not, but just be like, hey, you know, please don't. Slap my ass as well.
Yeah.
It's rough. Have you ever been gay sexually harassed?
I think the janitor at where I work he has perfect skin and great hair.
You're into it.
Sounds like a dream.
No, but I mean, you know, he tries very hard. It's very evident in the amount of But he's like probably 50.
So you're saying
Hispanic.
He puts a lot of effort in his work, in his
in his image, yes,
in his janitor image.
Yeah, but he's yeah, but it's for like, you know.
Does he flare up the overalls? Does he have a great hat?
No, he just has like ridiculously good hair and like. Like, you know,
the swagger.
His posture is like
the hair. Very... He's got the hair, and he moves his body right.
He's the James Bond of janitors.
Yes, pretty much.
I remember we were in the library in our high school, and our librarian was called Death Shroud. Remember this?
What was it?
We would call her Death Shroud just because she always wore a long black fucking like witch's. Thing,
yeah.
Like an overcoat.
Yeah.
So she always just this dead black, like, hexagon, and then little legs coming out. And so I remember one time there was a Rod Stewart book in there.
Nice.
And we were looking at it, and there's some pictures of Rod Stewart, like, shirtless and
uh-huh.
stuff. And we just thought it was funny. So I remember opening the pages once for Jeff. I was just opening this Rod Stewart book, looking at all these ridiculous photographs of him just, like, grinding his guitar, putting his fucking meat on the fucking microphone, like, ah, my dick is singing and shit. He's all shirtless.
Rod the Mud.
Death Shroud gets this in the corner of her eye.
Oh.
She comes over, and she starts asking me, are you looking at material that is, you know, some people like it, but it's... And I was like, what are you asking me? Well, you know, just some material that may be inappropriate for some people. Are you asking me if I am looking at porn? And then she goes, she's like, well, I didn't accuse you of that. No, definitely not. And then I just was like, all right, well, bye. So I just put the book away that was in my hand, like in front of her. And then just walked out. Like, what are you going to tell me? This is in your fucking library, man. If you got a Big Dongers book, if you got a titty and ass book, if you got a book that just is called, it's like whale cock, I'm going to be flipping through those pages. I'm going to be seeing what's up with whale cock.
Not to mention, if you had like said to her, yes, I am looking at images that are not acceptable to some people.
I know.
But
she just
didn't
want to go, you're looking at porn. Here's
but,
the
yeah, it's like, even if you, like, told her, like, yeah, that is what I was doing, then what's she going
to
do?
I don't know. Well, I would like to
fun.
Please don't masturbate.
Too loudly.
Around the D's, because I really like these authors. This is my favorite section of the Dewey Decimal System. Avoid H... 968. I have no idea what's going on with the Dewey Decimal System. Zero clue.
You don't know how it works?
No.
I did
it one time.
It's a government scheme.
Is it? It's a mind control experiment?
It's a conspiracy.
They're trying to hide the books, right? So instead of just putting them in alphabetical order according to author name,
right?
They somehow alphanumericize the author name based on nothing. Based on an uncrackable code that there's only one typewriter for.
It's the reason why gold prices are so high right now.
This, we're all putting it together for you tonight on Highway Diary, okay? We're connecting the dots.
Uncle Scrooge McDuck has all the gold.
No condoms result in great porn and AIDS.
Good porn and AIDS. A Southern fried dish.
Capornades.
You should open a Southern fried dish restaurant in Raw Dog Village.
Capornades.
Our buddy Matt McGrath was in the spelling bee. He made it pretty far. He's a boy genius. He was in gifted programs. He gets into it, like, in the first round. They say, your word is whale. He goes, WHLE, final answer. Totally missed the A. WHLE. Like, he missed the... Just, and then they're like... and he kind of nodded afterward, like, that is my answer. And then they're like, no, it's WHALE. And he did not leave that down until now. Still not leaving it down. I'm bringing it up right now.
That was his childhood thrown away.
He lost it. He peaked then. Right before that moment, he peaked. And it's just been downhill afterward.
Exactly.
Whale's a tough word.
It is a tough word.
So you could have said W-A-I-L.
Right? That's it? That sounds
how... Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'd have to ask how do you use it in a sentence.
Yeah.
And then you would know where the H goes and where the L goes.
Because with whale, you could have two sentences. You could say, like, oh, I heard her wail last night.
Right.
Or you could say, oh, I heard her wail last night while she was doing a wail.
Country of origin.
Exactly.
I like that you used whale twice mm-hmm. in that sentence. And the first time,
she's wailing because she's doing different. A wail.
The second time is the actual noun.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
It could happen.
Damn.
More likely that a man would do a whale if he's creative.
What do you mean?
How big is a whale dick?
Well, I know. Covered this in the Fudge House rules back ago, but a whale has sex, or when it has sex once a year, it shoots 400 gallons of semen. 400 gallons.
Mm,
only 40 gallons gets into the actual female. Oh so he's God. Blown all over her face. He's blown all over her tits. That shit is going everywhere. And then it just grows into plankton, and then they eat it.
Go of course, on. Every, you know, little seafood piece in their semen.
Yeah.
Every little fishy in their semen, whale semen, probably, you know, like the size of a goldfish.
Yeah. Or a salmon. You yeah. can haul those babies. Yeah, exactly. Do you know how much delicious, what a delicacy whale
salmon coming from the ball of a whale.
Yeah. The brains of those fish, those swimmers.
Salmon.
Mm, they make a pudding.
Delicious. That, salmon semen. Well, I could go for some salmon semen salmon right now.
Salmon semen brains.
Salmon semen. Oh, well.
You guys are great. That reminds me of cave dwellers.
Okay, here's another news story, guys. News story time. This is, now, it seems like we're talking about a bunch of frivolous bullshit, really. That's not true. This is a news program as well. Cave dweller dismisses nudity complaints. El Paso, Texas, October 16, 2012. A Texas man living in a cave dismissed allegations that he has been seen wandering in the area nude. He's like, I'm living in the cave. You're throwing accusations at me. I'm walking around nude. I'm going to have to dismiss them. The man, who declined to give his name, was subject of the complaints from a group of hikers who said they found the man's furnished cave Sunday in El Paso's McKellingham Canyon were chased away from the area by a man who they say was nude. KVIA-TV El Paso reported Tuesday. Residents of a nearby apartment complex said the man is often seen wandering around the area nude, can sometimes be found bathing in the complex's laundry room or exercising on its playground equipment. Nearby complexes, The man who spoke to KVIA-TV through a crack in the cave took issue with the claims of public nudity. If that's true, where's the pictures? He asked. The cave dweller said he lives off donations, recycling cans and money from donating plasma. What is my crime? You ask my good neighbors, most of them help me, he said. I'm sin-free in every city. I'm baptized and saved. They need to worry about their own selves, to repent, to help the community. Here we go. It all comes together. The man says he owns a cell phone and keeps up with current events. But he's sneaking into nearby laundry places and just bathing himself in the sink, I suppose. That, I don't know.
Who has the job?
Of what?
I mean, who has a job? Of the two parties?
Well, I would imagine the hikers. It does not say specifically, but it
I tend to believe people who have jobs.
They didn't mention whether or not they had jobs. They could be unemployed. They could be, you know, trendy unemployed hiking people. You know, those types.
It's probably me.
Hipsters.
Yelling at people.
And,
How is it? Has that 19-year-old girl came down to LA yet?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, she did.
Go on. Did you meet with her?
Well, no, because I was in San Diego this past week. San Francisco with you. So yeah, maybe this
she is in town though.
She is in town, but what is it? I even got to work this Saturday, so.
Oh dear.
Yeah, maybe I don't know.
Sunday booty tow?
Well, I don't know. I gotta give her a call to reconnect first.
What do you mean?
You know, call her up, be like, "Hey, Want to get some coffee?
Oh. I was confused by this ritual.
Well, you know, coffee, ice cream, cigarettes, blow. Whatever you fancy.
What are you into that it's going to get exactly. me dick? My dick sucked at the
Hey, you want to get lunch?
What are you going to spring for?
What do you what?
If you're taking her out to lunch. Okay, I'm the girl. You're you.
Hey, Jeff. So, I don't have any friends here. I just moved here from Michigan.
Oh, well, do you like hamburgers?
I love hamburgers.
Do you want to go get a hamburger with me?
Hot dogs more.
Keep it together, Jeff. You can't laugh. We're doing a scene.
Oh, well, I love hamburgers, and you love hot dogs.
I want a meat hammer.
Oh, well, maybe I can help you, because I'm a gentleman.
I don't have any friends here, or a place to sleep, but just this one night, I don't have a place to sleep, because tomorrow I have a place to sleep. Tonight, I don't have a place to sleep.
Oh, well, you can come and stay over my place.
I can come?
Yeah, you can come. In my apartment. And, you know, we can maybe, you know, share some stories, eat cookies.
I have lots of stories. I was a really naughty girl in summer camp.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I'll go in really explicit detail of all the different people who shoved my face in the pillow.
Oh, God, well, then you definitely should stay over my place tonight.
What are we going to do tonight?
Well, you're going to sleep, and I'm going to listen.
For the snores?
Yeah.
Are you going to drug me?
No. I'm just going to watch you sleep.
But sometimes when I get home, I don't know, I have an activity.
Oh, well, I don't know many activities. Do you like... You know.
I like
spooning.
Yeah.
Do you like snuggling?
Yeah.
This is just turning into a romance novel.
Do you like romance novels?
Yeah.
Well, I want to write you one.
Wow, what a gentleman. I'm not used to boys who take it this slow. I'm surprised you're not punching the back of my hands. That's really the, I was hoping we would be there by now.
Yeah.
So this girl is really throwing herself at you.
Oh yeah, big time.
I mean, so far there's no evidence of that, because you haven't even called her yet.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ, I'm trying to invent a story for you to tell me and me to masturbate to. Jesus Christ, give me some... I'm hard up, man. I need some details.
Yeah, so anyway, she... I might give her a call this weekend.
Okay,
but tomorrow
great.
I got that other date.
Oh, God.
Oh, whoa.
Player. Yeah. Juggling women. This guy.
This girl I made out with at the basement bar in Venice last week for Halloween.
The Turkish lady.
No, that was Turkish. That was a different girl. This one is Indian.
Whoa. This guy's international. You take this guy to Epcot Center, he's going, I want to
dip my finger in everything.
Yeah.
All the different flavors.
Yeah. Jeff can be blindfolded, right, and put one finger out and stretch it out. A lady can put it over her labia and then say, okay, go. She leaves, he smells his finger. He goes, I know where you're from.
It's true.
Switzerland.
I'm a really good vagina smeller.
Mm-hmm. You're a connoisseur.
A connoisseur.
Of sorts.
A vagina-sour.
A cunnilinguist, if you will.
There you go. You know.
Vaginosaurus rex.
Yeah.
Vaginosaurus rex.
You're a cunnilinguist, because you know why? Because Indians like it like this. African chicks like it like this. He's a kind of linguist.
Wow,
he knows all the languages.
Like with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
What?
Before we knew who they were, uh-huh. It was like, oh, I'm staying up to watch Love Line. Nobody's nude, but they're having some heavy chats.
Did you used to get hot and steamy with Love Line?
Not really, but I did, you know.
People like watch it. Call in on Loveline and they're like, I got a wart on my asshole. Should I? I popped it already. The pus is green.
Sometimes the one that I'll never forget is like one guy who like.
Sounds like something you would do, Eric.
There's like one guy who gets turned on by pictures of himself. And that was like the only one where like Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla like they didn't have any advice for him. They're like, I don't know what to tell you. Go masturbate.
It's called selves. Get a mirror. Get a tissue.
Exactly.
Enjoy your afternoon.
Exactly.
In that order. I want to know how to score. Listen, Jeff.
Okay.
I'm in a relationship desert. I don't know what to do with
Jeff
the ladies.
Jeff doesn't know how to score. Yeah, he just does it.
You just roll in with your mink coat on. You go. You say hi to the doorman. You pretend to know three people at the bar. You wave to them. You're rolling in there. The key is
to roll in there, drink as much as you can, wait until everyone is out of the bar, and then there's usually one winner who's stuck in the bathroom because she took a dump after eating a massive burrito.
That she forgot
she
about.
She walks out. She's got some toilet paper in her hair, and I say, you know what? You are the last one left in this bar.
And this is my game.
That's enough for me.
All right.
How about you and me? You know, luck. Luck us.
You're the one who's too drunk to know it's closing time.
Exactly.
Let's go home.
And that's how I do it. That's how the man gets it done.
Damn.
Hey, well, how's Emily?
She's good.
She's
frantically moving, and you know, I'm going to meet up with her on Friday. We're going to drive across the country.
Right? So, are you driving your car up to San Francisco?
We're driving her car.
But I mean, are you driving your car up to San Francisco, or are you taking a plane up there and then taking her car across country?
She's driving down to Los Angeles.
Oh.
We're leaving from Los
Angeles.
Oh,
I see.
And then we're going south across Texas.
Wow.
And then across all the southern states and then going up.
I guarantee you there will not be room for your bag, whatever you decide to bring.
Well, she's hiring movers that are, like, taking care of stuff.
Yeah, her car is still going to be full, I bet. Anyway, I'm just saying. Be careful.
I know.
Be warned.
I need one bag space.
Exactly.
Now, what kind of uncle do you kind of want to be to Logan?
An absentee.
Hold on. So your brother had a kid. Your brother, Matthew, got married.
He got married.
And he birthed the little Logan.
And he birthed the boy. And he's two now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I am his uncle. Mm-hmm. And we've hung out a couple times. And I'm going to see him again Thanksgiving.
Did you change any of his diapers?
No.
Is he packing Reeves heat? Have you got a look
at it? I haven't had a good look at it.
Yeah.
But when I go home, I will definitely take some pictures and send them to you.
Beautiful.
So if you get like a picture in the mail of a baby penis, just know you've got a great friend sending them.
Clint Eastwood. Versus Quentin Rampage Jackson.
Who's Quentin Rampage Jackson?
Yeah, he's an MMA fighter.
Oh, well, I'd put my money on...
Clint Eastwood would like us.
I'd put my money on Clint Eastwood for star persona.
Yeah. He's the name. He's
a big
name.
Screen presence.
Clint Eastwood is walking inside a cage to fight. You know he's put in the preparation.
Yeah.
You're like, Clint Eastwood's got this.
Taking his Viagra.
Yeah, he's taking his Viagra. He's going to rock hard.
Get a rock hard erection.
It's part of his strategy. I can trip him with it. I can club him with it. Boom. How many appendages you got to fight with?
If I'm going to die, I also want to die with a fucking full-on erection.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like a real man.
Oh, you think Clint Eastwood would be killed by Quentin?
I want to die of an erection.
There's that possibility. You know.
His age is getting up there. His skull would collapse pretty quickly.
I don't want to die of old age. I want to die of an erection. So powerful, it kills me.
I want to die by penis.
Wait a minute, what are you saying? You want to have your head forced down at the glory hole and go down the old-fashioned way?
No, I don't mean someone else's. I mean, like, my
aunt. I think I had a grandma who died like that.
I would have taken, like, you know, I don't know, like 30 Viagra and just had my penis explode and my heart to give out and my brain to get so confused. It just gives out.
And then you're dead? Yeah. That is quite a story.
That's how I'd want to get.
How'd Jeffy Jefferson go out? His penis exploded. Bled out.
Exactly.
There it is. What else do you need to know? We also have the pubia. There were, he was mixing a lot of drugs. His chemo made his dick explode.
Sometimes I don't want my penis to be erect, and then it is erect. And you get mad at it.
Yeah.
You get really mad at it. You're just like, no, no, not the time.
Sometimes you're getting a massage by a 52-year-old.
I know, and you're like, no, I don't want this. But
grazing your balls on every rotation.
Yep.
And then trying to, I don't know the etiquette in that situation. Do you whip your cock out and be like, you know what's going on? Do you, you know what I mean? Do you just, there was a long time, I didn't tell this part. I was laying on my back, and she was just rubbing my stomach with one hand.
Yeah.
That is not a massage.
No.
When you're rubbing your stomach with one hand, when you're one up, she said, tells me to get on my back. Is she, what is the etiquette there? Is she waiting for me to ask?
Was she hot?
She's a 52-year-old.
Did you want it?
I don't know if I wanted it.
If you want it, then you touch her, right?
I touch her?
Yeah. You touch her.
You bring up her leg.
You've just heard this, Stephen.
Yeah, I've heard.
Well, yeah, but it's a subtle mating trick.
She did species. Brush her leg past my. She like I, my arms were at the sides, and her leg, like the inside.
It's
of her
up to you whether you want it or not.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I would assume,
but she doesn't. I don't know if she's going to be like, look, this is the price list, or if you wink at her, or you go like, hey, I'm just have your hand going up and down. Hey, listen, I was wondering about the kind of massage this is happening. You know what I mean? Sign language.
Right.
What's going on?
Right.
Are you wearing a wire, bitch? Because this is sign language, so you don't know. You can't prove anything.
Yeah, imagine eating an Oreo as you're getting a massage with a full erection.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that'd be great.
Just mixing pleasures.
Oh, yeah.
Like, on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And the masseuse is, like, super hot, but she's eating an Oreo, too.
Too? Yeah.
And then you understand why, okay... You can hang out.
Yeah.
Eat that Oreo. I'm eating
one, too.
We got a
lot in common.
Hey, I know what's going on.
I may not work out, but I have the same taste in snack as you, baby.
Yeah. And I'm not in shape. And you are. You deserve that Oreo. And I'm just gluttonously fisting it down my throat. Speaking of that, what's the etiquette for asking for things like this?
May I have a blowjob, please?
Really?
Yes.
See, I'm not cool enough to do that.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going across the country.
When do you
Friday.
Leave?
On Friday, that's the thing. Right now, our listeners heard, we went up to San Francisco.
Yeah.
This is the week later. We're at Jeff's apartment. Friday, I leave. I'm going across the country. I'm going through Texas.
Be careful.
And this is Highway Diary. This is where it started.
Well, thankfully, the election's over, so, you know.
Highways were free.
People are kind of off edge now in that they've, you know, the ones who hate the guy in charge at least have admitted defeat, so.
They're putting up with it.
Yeah, so you won't face a lot of animosity.
Here's
maybe a lot of
opposition. I will say this about Romney's concession speech. Right afterward... Like, it was pretty early. It was 10 o'clock. He was conceding the presidency. That was pretty early, 10 o'clock on election night, West Coast time. I guess it's 1 o'clock a.m. East Coast. But whatever. So he's conceding. And he had zero emotion. He was smiling. He was going, this is the greatest. What a tremendous effort. I remember John Kerry was crying in his fucking Boston house. And he wouldn't come out for the longest time. They're like... Hey, come on out, Kerry, and announce. It was the next morning. I guess it was a closer race between him and Bush, but he was crying inside. Yeah. And then his speech was very, like, teary-eyed and stuff. Mitt Romney, you know why he didn't get elected? Because you don't have emotions.
He doesn't care.
What a tremendous effort. I'm getting paid anyway. I still worship Satan. I'm still on the top of oil conglomerates. I win. Tonight, underage hookers.
That is a fact that Mitt Romney worships Satan.
Yes, he does.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone on top, they're all in secret societies in the top level of Freemasonry is Satan. Freemasonism. Okay. And if you're going to be the president, you got to get in with these secret societies.
I should become a Freemason.
Yeah.
Sounds like that's a way to success.
How does one become a Freemason?
You have to be, well, traditionally, you have to be asked by a Freemason, or you have to ask one, inquire on your own free will, and then know one, and then they kind of slowly take you in. They vouch for you, and then, you know, you enter that way. So.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to try that.
There's also, like, open houses on Sundays. Well, I don't want to ultimately go into a place where they don't tell... Like, Freemasonry runs exactly like Scientology, where as you advance in levels, then there's new information that they release to you at each level.
Sounds awesome.
It's like, it's a hidden thing.
It's like a video game.
You literally... Yeah, it is. It's like an RPG. You're blindfolded during the ceremonies, and they always take your blindfold off and then tell you weird esoteric knowledge from fucking ancient Egypt, right? So... And then you're like, what? You know, but the symbolism of you always go into these rituals blind means that you don't know what the significance of the magical rite you're doing, right? Because you have first degree Freemason, 2, 3, and then you're up to 33rd degree Freemason, right? So each of these is like a level. I remember when I was 8 years old, I went to go see... Medieval Times, right? The dinner show with Medieval Times. I remember there was one part where just like the king was just like going through the play that he had done 100 times, and he was like, yes, and then the Black Knight killed my brother and then took over my... And I remember going, I killed your brother. And I started crying.
Oh,
his acting was so... I really felt it, like, God's brother's dead. And he's just like reading, like he has his memorized. And then the Black Knight killed my brother. Chicken wings are these are the birthdays. Patty Sue. And I was still like, the brother's dead.
Oh God.
My brother's dead.
Yeah, Medieval Times is the best.
Just crying into my half a chicken.
I know, like, I love just grabbing food and just putting it in your mouth rather than like freaking utensils.
Just
fuck
that.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Getting drunk. I got one of those, like, giant mugs. And, like, you can just take it back there and put beer in it. And
boom, you get a grog of ale. Where's the wench? Smack. Here's smack a smack her. On the tootie. I got a smiling eye for you tonight.
Bap!
Yeah, bar wench. Yeah, wench. Give me drinks. Smack.
I'm Gilbert Streepwood, a mighty pirate.
They're recasting the
role. There's going to be a new pope. And I hope the new pope...
Is Ratzinger in trouble?
...is Jewish.
You hope the new pope is Jewish? That's brilliant.
Just to bring people together?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Two religions together at last. Let's gang up with the Presbyterians. Jews and Catholics unite.
Together.
Together.
The pedophiles with the money. With the bankers. Perfect.
It's crazy to me that the Catholic Church is so rich.
Mm.
Hey, yeah. Everybody's passing around the hat. Why don't you put a dollar in?
Now, here's the thing about Jesus. Very rich, very showy. You know what he did? He lived in a marble house, and he drove around in a bulletproof conveyor belt so that no one would kill him. You know what else Jesus... Jesus dined on the finest jewelry, finest cutlery.
He had a razor scooter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Jesus was walking around the desert in fucking sandals. You want to live a life of Jesus? You don't be the Pope.
You got to get rainbow sandals and wear them. When they're fashionable. That's the Jesus
Wait,
way.
Jesus didn't have his own little Pope movie or Jesus mobile?
No, yeah. He actually just walked around on his own two fucking legs and, like, actually did carpentry. Like, he worked a day in his life, unlike the Pope, you know?
Okay, so I don't understand.
Jesus didn't
have a hat.
No, I don't. He didn't have a big, like, rectangular hat that like, he hides, like, two kids, like, on
Did he have, like,
shoulders,
a sailboat so. Hat that he made out of newspaper?
Does the Pope have one of those?
No, Jesus.
That's a good question.
I don't know if newspapers were.
Was it like papyrus?
Newspapers
were
on stone tablets in those days.
You know, like Hagar Harville.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a sailboat hat made out of funnies.
Uh-huh.
And he wore them.
And he was great at parties.
Yeah, it was like, he was like Michael J. Fox's best friend in Teen Wolf. When he shows up, everyone's like, oh, the party's begun.
Party started.
That's who Jesus was. He wore comics on his hat, on his head. And it was like, hey, guys. It's a good party.
You know what Jesus
was I first... I got my razor scooter. Let's you know go Jesus... ride it around my marble floor.
You know what Jesus' first miracle was?
What?
Pouring water in his newspaper hat, and it didn't, like, fall apart.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It didn't...
It's a great party
trick. It didn't absorb it.
Exactly. He just started drinking from it.
It's an amazing
trick. Gave a peace sign.
It's an amazing trick.
He's great.
Yeah.
That was his first miracle.
He's so super cool. He was like Billy Idol in 1990.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a super cool guy.
You know why else the Pope is exactly like Jesus?
Why?
Because Jesus, when he found some of his disciples were molesting kids, he just started hiding them. Just like the Pope. So I totally understand, like, you know, if you want the authority on Jesus, you go to the Pope.
Yeah.
Because he's living life.
Mm-hmm.
He's eating the bread.
Pope
it He's getting fat. Living. He was a Hitler youth. Great Pope.
Jesus, yeah, was also a Hitler
youth. Jesus was a Hitler youth, just like Ratzinger.
I can't understand why anyone would want to become a Pope. Seems what like do you boring.
Mean? Oh, all the kids, man.
All the kids?
All the kids.
I didn't want to be a Pope when I was a kid.
All the kids.
I wanted to be a race car.
No. Not all dreams come true, Jeff.
They'll come true.
No, but don't. The reason why you want to be the Pope, they're just handing you.
Why?
You know, Scottish kids are just visiting you all the time, and then you murder them and take them, violate them sexually.
I don't want to murder children.
That's what the Pope is
abuse
doing.
Them sexually. That's I want to eat them.
Oh, well, yeah. Certain holidays.
Yeah,
calls for special celebration.
This holiday is called breakfast.
There you go. You know what else the Pope is?
What?
A cunnilinguist.
He's a cunnilinguist?
He knows, depending on the race of the child, he knows how to lick their butthole to make them squeal. Indian little five-year-old boys go like squeal like this. African little boys. It's a sharper tongue
that sounded
motion.
Like a dog.
And then they start squealing. No, the Pope is a anal linguist.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, he sounds like a multi-talented man.
He speaks many languages. Good of old. Tongue love. Up your butt.
Well, I hope to visit the Vatican.
Don't give him a kiss, though. He always does the thing where he, like, points to his cheek and then turns and gives you a kiss on the lip and it smells like old kid shit.
I do the thing where, like, I point at my cheek. And then, like, when someone goes in for a kiss, I really quick unzip my pants and put my wiener in the
mouth.
Oh,
yeah. You're quick. Have a kiss here. Whoa. Face the dick. So
yeah.
What about it?
I don't know. You like
Jane
novels.
Austen.
I love Jane Austen.
Did you masturbate to Jane Austen after some of the sex scenes?
No.
Are there sex scenes in it?
No.
I masturbated to it after some of the dialogue scenes. It's so well written.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, man. Yeah, these words are like
they are really good words.
To my ears.
Because they sharp wit, you know?
Yeah.
That dry British humor. You know?
Yeah. Although my penis wasn't dry after hearing it.
You were dripping? You were wet?
Oh, the dripping out there. The vocabulary of Ms. Austen. Her intonation. Speculation. Masturbation. Flying man.
Romance.
I just got romance novels on the brain, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
They're just beating down, you know, the doors of my mind.
Yeah, like
Romance novels. One more time, bring it round now. Put myself in a situation with Terry, looking for a romance novel in the library. Don't let my mom see me take my wiener out. Don't let my mom see I'm making a face that pounce. I'm reaching climax, looking at covers. I'm reaching climax, looking under covers. Book covers, jacket sleeves, I'm jacking my own sleeve. Jacking my own sleeve in the library. Romance novel.
Fabio on the cover. Fellas gone to an island through, and they're gonna have sex, and they're gonna be doing a sales one. Mom, two guys doing it, chasing it. It's a romance novel of two gay guys getting it on an island, and I'm gonna read it.
Flipping the pages! Flipping the pages is a romance for the ages. I'm reading romance literature. Sitting back in my recliner, reading a romance novel. Look at my beans sitting around, drinking a Cavassier with no wife. Look at my beans with Fabio, talking so nice. Literary. Literary. This has been Highway Diary with Eric Hollerbach.
And special guest co-host Jeff Reeves.
And also special guest
Stephen G. Beautiful.
That's my name.
Thanks guys for doing this.
Have a fun road trip.
Yay!
Ta-ta. Bye.
What's up? It's Eric Hollerbach. I'm reminding you to check out my other podcast, Fudge House Rules. We did 3 new episodes. We're going to re-RSS on iTunes, all the old ones again. It's been 6 years in the making. Fudge House Rules is back. Also, look forward to the Damien Shadows web series. It's probably going to be out around February 2013. Also, check out my Facebook. Get on my Twitter handle. They're both Eric Hollerbach. Get on my news feed. I got the shit wired.
No. It's funny for the people in the street. Like, man, those guys are high.